Sure.
Okay, today we are joined by Yes Boss from YouTube. he is a European, I think. Are you from Britain or?
Britain, yeah.
Okay, no, cool.
I'm from Britain, yeah.
A gamer from Britain.
Yeah.
So, yes, Bart, what type of games are you into?
The two main sort of games I'm into is mainly Sinclair ZX Spectrum games and retro arcade games.
Cool. I don't think the ZX Spectrum, that's not a system we had over here in the States, I don't think. I think that's exclusive to England, yeah.
Yeah, it's a British-made computer system. I'm not sure if it actually got sold in the States. I think it mainly just got sold in the UK.
But, it's my understanding it's basically an 8-bit computer console, right? Or was it above 8 bits?
It was an 8-bit home computer system.
Okay, cool.
Can you still hear me?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
How many games did you have for that system?
When I used to physically own that system, I had around about 500 games.
Ooh.
500 games of it.
Wow.
But they were in cassettes. They weren't like discs or cartridges. They came as sort of cassettes.
Cool.
So you would have to put the cassette in the cassette player, because you had like a Sinclair ZX Spectrum, which had like a built-in cassette player to put the cassette in, or you had like another Sinclair ZX Spectrum computer, which you had to sort of attach the tape recorder to the Spectrum system. But when you used to load the games used to take about half an hour to load.
Whoa.
It was around about 20 minutes to half an hour, and sometimes the games wouldn't work because they used to like wait for like 20 to 30 minutes for the game to load, and then after all that time, sometimes the game just would not work, which is quite annoying. But when they did work, then it was great.
Mm.
Yeah, that's how they used to load the games on Spectrum. It used to be cassette,
so
used to take about half an hour to load.
Sounds time consuming.
Yeah.
So you don't collect for that system anymore?
Well, all the games now are all available on online
on
the
right.
Website. There's a website called World of Spectrum, which they more or less hold every single game that came out on the Spectrum, and they've got like brand new Spectrum games as well on there as well. But it's mainly like a special interest sort of thing. It's not like commercially available in the shops or anything. It's like mainly available on that website. It's mainly sort of like made by sort of very small sort of online software companies. The new games that are out now, they're mainly like sort of special interest, because the Spectrum, Sinclair ZX Spectrum, died out commercially back in 1993. But as a sort of special interest or underground sort of system, it continued continued on after 1993 to this day.
Hmm.
And all the new games are now available on this on the World of Spectrum website.
Nice. A little bit like the Nintendo, like they're coming out with new homebrew games and stuff for the Nintendo.
Yeah, and it's like the, you know, the new Mega Man games that come out on the Nintendo Wii on
yep.
the online. Yeah, so it's similar to that.
Okay. Natasha, you have any questions for me?
How many subscribers are you up to now?
556.
And for those who haven't seen your channel, what would you describe it as?
I'd say it's quite an open-minded channel. Although most of the video, or a lot of the videos that are on there, are mainly ZX Spectrum games. I like to do other things on the channel as well, anime reviews and the Let's Eat videos and other things as well. I don't want the channel to be specifically
gaming
channel. I want to try and sort of be a lot more open-minded to other types of things to try and make the channel a bit more interesting.
Sweet.
But although a lot of the videos that are on there are mainly Spectrum games. There are other videos on there as well that deal with other things like anime and obviously the Let's Eat videos as well, and the singing videos as well.
So what type of anime are you into?
The sort of anime I like is mainly the retro anime stuff that came out in the 1980s and 90s.
Cool.
Because I think the anime stuff that came out then was, to me, had far better sort of character designs, and it was what anime and the animation and that and the sound effects and that was what anime was about back then. I mean, nowadays it's a bit too.
It's all colored by computers. They don't do as much hand drawn stuff.
No, it's not as good as what. I mean, there are a few odd good titles. The Steam Boy was good, which was the new. That was the directed by the same guy who did the Akira.
Yep.
There's a few like Hayao Miyazaki films that came out as well recently. Mm-hmm. That was pretty good. There was the Evangelion.
Evangelion. Escaflowne.
Yeah, Escaflowne the movie. That was a good. That was a good movie of today. And Patliball 3. That was a good one as well. It's not as good as the second one, but it's a good enough film. The third one.
Was the third one, was that the one with the giant monster, or had a monster?
Yeah. The third one's quite interesting because it tries to keep within the spirit of the second film. I mean, the second film was probably one of the best animes I've seen. It was so different compared to the first film. I mean, the first film was more like, it was like a feature-length movie from the series.
Yeah.
Well, the second film that came out in 1993, it was such a different film, both looks and tone wise, and it took itself really seriously, and it had a really sort of complex story and a really sort of dark and haunting soundtrack to it. But it was a really good soundtrack, but it looked and sounded and felt so different compared to the first movie and the series. And because the people that worked on the second one were the same people that did the Ghost in the Shell movies,
right?
Ghost in the Shell 1 and 2. So the character designs and that looks pretty similar to what you saw in the Ghost in the Shell movies.
Yeah, very realistic. Very realistic looking designs. Yes, yeah, I saw that way back in the day of VHS.
Yeah. It's because Parleyball 2 won an award for best animated film of that year in 1993, and it is a really impressive looking anime movie. And but with Parleyball 3, it tries to keep within the spirit of the second one, but it also tries to sort of be a bit like the first movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good enough film, the third one. I mean, I watched it all the way through and enjoyed it, but I just don't think it had the same sort of unique sort of style and feel to it compared to the second
one. Yeah, I never saw that movie the whole way through. I knew it had a monster in it, sort of like Godzilla.
Yeah. But the main character in the third one, it mainly focuses on a police detective and all the regular characters from the previous movies and from the series, like sort of background characters.
Mm-hmm.
In the third film, the main character in it is like a police detective in it who I don't think that's never appeared before in the previous movies or in the series. I think it was just like a new character, and that's the story focused mainly on that character.
Right.
Yeah. There has been a handful of good anime movies that came out recently. Another one I've just remembered was Jinro, the Wolf Brigade.
Yeah.
That was based on a manga that came out in the sort of late 80s, early 90s. It's a good anime movie with a good soundtrack, but
a little depressing. I think it ends on a down note, if memory serves. I saw it a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's quite a tragic ending to it, but it is a good anime movie. But to me personally, I think the best anime and the best character designs, etc., is from the sort of 80s, 90s anime, because that's what anime was, you know, was about back then. And
yeah, that's when the OVA started, I think, around 80s.
Yeah. And a lot of the titles were very close and faithful to the original manga sort of comic origins, because a lot of the anime titles that came out in the 80s and 90s were based on mangas. Not all of them were, but a lot of them were, and they were very, the character designs were very faithful to the original manga drawings.
Right.
And I think the best anime is from the 80s and the 90s, because that's what anime was about.
I agree.
Compared to what you see now.
Natasha, you got any more questions for him?
That's my question.
Say again, sir?
I said, what question should I ask you? That's my question.
Alright.
Are we on again?
Yep.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
No, we'll leave that in.
What are some of your favorite YouTube channels?
Favorite YouTube channels? Well, you're one of them. X-File 2708's channel.
Yes.
He does, because I kept doing these like parody videos of the videos. You know, he does like these pickups and packages videos, and the way he presents them, and that what I used to do, these like parody videos where, like, instead of like games, I used to do pickups from. It used to be like food from the spa shop, and he used to it was all like in mint condition with the Wee Willy Winky intact and that. And
yeah, I remember that, Jelly Babies.
Yeah. And he used to do like these parody sort of package videos. That's sort of like, and
he used to have a package video every day. Same right.
And that's what I did. It was basically like sort of having a laugh, really, you know, in a joking sort of way, you know, to sort of in a way sort of try and promote like the pickups and packages videos, because I think they're interesting to watch. And when I did the parody videos of me picking up food and that from the spa shop, I just think there was so like I just thought it was funny to do and entertaining. But I wasn't doing it to try and be mean or anything. I was basically doing it as a bit of fun, as a bit of good fun, so mm-hmm. to try and, you know, as a bit of a laugh, really. But it wasn't like meant to sort of be mean or anything. But it was I thought they were quite entertaining to do. The pickups videos from the spa shop and that was, you know, it was all good fun, really. It was, you know, just a bit of fun.
Cool. So you don't have any of the modern game systems, or you're not into consoles much?
I used to have a PlayStation 2. But that broke down on me. I bought it second hand, mm-hmm. and I had it for like a few years. And the games I bought for the PS2, I had Killzone for the PS2. That's probably one of my favourite first person shoot 'em up games. And I had a few other games as well, and I had like I used to buy the retro compilations, like the Toyota Legends and Midway Arcade Treasures, and the Capcom Classic Collections, and I had quite a few demo discs as well. So I used to buy the official PlayStation 2 magazine every month, and they used to give away this demo disc. It used to be full of playable demos, and it broke down on me the PlayStation 2 about a few years ago. And
sometimes the laser needs to be replaced.
Yeah, I think it was the SCART socket that I had, one of the pins broke off, and so when I plugged it in the back of the TV, I could hear it, but I just couldn't get a picture. It sort of broke down on me, really.
Do you plan on doing more videos with your cat Bunter?
I plan to do quite a few videos of Bunter. Hopefully actual videos, not like the slideshow pictures. I like to do like the actual videos of Bunter.
Cool. I don't know what else to add.
I'm assuming these are cats you're talking about.
Yes, he has a kitty named Bunter.
Yeah. Oh.
He's adorable. I'm gonna kidnap him.
Then you'll have a house full of, what is it, five cats?
We have three.
Four. There'd be four cats.
Yeah, and a dog.
You've got a third cat.
It's not mine, it's Craig's. It's Momo.
Ah, right.
She's very skittish, so I can't ever, like, kidnap her and make a video because she's skittish. She hides.
Okay.
What's your favorite regular film? Like, not regular. Anime.
Oh, one of my favourites is Highlander. I'm a big Highlander fan. I'm not only just a fan of the movie. I'm a fan of the series as well. There used to be a TV series that came out back in, a while back.
Yes, I remember it.
And I drove around
an old T-Bird.
Yeah, I've got every single episode on DVD, and it's about six seasons, and there was a few spin-off movies that came out after the series. One was Highlander Endgame, which had the Connor McCloud character from the movies and the Duncan McCloud character from the series, where they both team up in the Highlander Endgame movie. And then you had Highlander The Source that came out a few years ago, with the Duncan McCloud character. But I believe they're doing a remake of the original Highlander movie, which is due out. Around about a couple of years' time, I think. I think it's due out 2013, I think. 2012.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's. I don't think it's going to be a complete straight remake of the first film. I think it's just going to be a new version of it. But I don't think they'll try and do a complete remake of the original, because I know there's a lot of people that strongly defend the original film, because it's, you know, cause it's such a good film. I think it'd just be wrong just to do a complete remake of the first film.
Well, you know, there's a Highlander anime too, right?
Yeah,
anime film.
It was called Highlander
Vengeance.
Yeah, Highlander Vengeance. The anime director who made that anime was the same person that's done quite a few anime classics, like
Ninja Scroll.
Yeah, Vampire Hunter D: Bloodlust, which is a good anime movie. He's done. He did Wicked City, Demon City Shinjuku. He's done quite a few OAVs as well. He did the Cyber City Oedo 808 anime, and the Midnight Eye Goku anime as well. I liked his earlier stuff. I liked stuff that he did in the sort of 80s and 90s. Because the stuff that he did then, he did the character designs for them as well. While nowadays he doesn't do much of the character designs. He's usually another anime artist that does the character designs. So hence the reason why the character designs in like Highlander Vengeance and Vampire Hunter D look different compared to the earlier stuff, because it's not actually him that's doing the character designs, it's someone else that's doing it. And he's just basically just directing the movie.
Yeah, I think he's done some stuff that it was some compilation of Batman cartoons that came out right before the movie, or as the movie was coming. Yeah. And I think he did Animatrix, one of the episodes or two episodes on there. Yes, quite popular. And Natasha, you have anything else for the man?
No.
Going back to the favorite channels, because I mentioned X-File 270H channel. There's a few other channels I like as well. I like
No Social Anxiety.
Yeah, I like that. I like her channel. that's a really, really good channel.
Is that the girl she's blonde from Canada?
No,
it's the Australian girl.
Jurassic?
No Social Anxiety. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm unfamiliar with her.
she mainly does like videos on overcoming social anxiety disorder, and it's a really good channel because she has helped a lot of people with her videos, and she's a nice girl.
Well, there's another girl that does sort of the same thing. That's blonde, and I can't remember what her name is. I think Cessna Ace was talking about her one time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another channel I like watching as well. Cessna Ace. he's got a good channel as well. He does
lots of collection videos.
Yeah, the Laserdisc pickup videos and. Game finds and that.
I believe he sings too. He's sung a few times.
he's done a few singing videos, yeah. What channels was there that I like? There's quite a few other channels that I like watching as well. The main favourite ones of mine is the Tasha's. And No Social Anxiety channel. Those are my two all time favourites.
Cool.
Suck up.
Well, I guess we'll bring this episode to a close here because much more over 30 minutes, and it doesn't. The website I got it on doesn't take over 30 minutes.
Gotta edit your butt off.
So, thanks for joining us today, Yes Boss.
That's okay. Thanks very much.
Be sure to check out his channel, Yes Boss, on YouTube. Alright.
Yay!
Bye!